What's that?
Top line, 52. No, you're on the right page.
Oh,
just on that side.
Oh,
okay. Rabbi Shmuel bar Sursate boy, Rabbi Shmuel bar the son of Sursate, asked the following question. Now, this actually is going back. I wanted to see what he's talking about. It's worthwhile going looking back for a moment at the previous page, which means take a look back at the previous page for a moment. He's asking on Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chir bar Bo. Chir bar Bo in the third to last, fourth to last line. You see Chir bar Bo over there? Chir bar Bo Amar, it says, there's a murder message to be Lo Soch Lukol Nevela. Do not eat any nevela. HaTorah Hishvis Kol Achila Shebatorah Kachas. All the eatings in the Torah are all as one. In other words, they all fall under the rubric of Lo Soch Lukol Nevela. Meaning, besides any other prohibition, they now teach something, there's also, we tack on you the prohibition of Lo Soch Lukol Nevela. Don't eat nevela as well. Now, of course, it's obviously talking about eating treif animals, right? So that's what Gemara says here on our base. Based on that, Rabbi Shmuel bar Sursate, boy, me'ata ochel ever minachai. If you eat ever minachai, right, a limb plucked off an alive animal, minatoherim, from Torah animals, from a kosher animal, yechayv shai, should I be liable to two prohibitions? Mishum lo sochul kol nevela, because of this general prohibition of lo sochul kol nevela, and mishum because of lo sochul nevashir boser, and not to eat the flesh with the meat, right? So it should be chayiv twice. Now skip a line to me'ata. See the next line me'ata. Towards the end of the next line, me'ata ochel ever minachai minatzmeim, and if he'd ever minachai a limb plucked off of a tummy animal of a non-kosher animal, the achayiv shol should be liable to three prohibitions. One, mishum lo sochel kol nevela, because of this general prohibition. Mishum lo sochel nevashir abosar, because of the prohibition of eating flesh with the meat, which of course is the prohibition of Abram Minachai. I mean, the soul with the meat, which is the prohibition of Abram Minachai. Umishum yibsar lo sochel, because of the prohibition of eating treif in general. So the Gemara doesn't answer the question. It's interesting, the Gilead of Ephraim points out that the Bavli holds that there is no Yitzhar of Abram Minachai by an Ebeim Atzmeya. Which I did not know, obviously willfully forgot, that horse, if you pluck a leg off a horse and eat it, you transgress eating horse flesh, but you don't transgress Abram Minachai. Abram Minachai is only where something can subject to Shechita, but horse meat is not subject to Shechita. So therefore, the Yushami has obviously a different perspective on that. Yes.
What's the review in the Bible that says it never says low self is Yisrael
Hanon? Lo Seochel. I don't think it's Lo Seochel. I think it's Lo Seochel, the passive. If I recall correctly, that's what it is. So Gemara Pesachim. Okay. So the name, it says Gemara Rabbi Avo. This is a shame. Rabbi Yosef Rechina says, Ochel Chamisha Nemolim Ke'echas. What if you eat five ants? A-N-T-S. As one. Bali Mechel. Now, Bali Mechel is not literally one period of forgetfulness, like it always means, because we want to flog you here. So it means under one warning. Chayva kol achas v'achas, you're liable for each one. Which is an interesting concept. I don't believe the Bavli ever brings this down. Mishum birya. Because each one is a separate prohibition. You know why? Because each one is a separate unit. Which is a fascinating concept, because I think usually we say that's true. Birya is like a shear. But not that you get flogged five times for it. So he's saying each unit of Avera gets you a new Malkus, a new flogging. Ritzes on Bachlan, what if you chopped them up and eat chopped ants, A-N-T-S, then Eno Chayiv El Achas, you're only liable to one prohibition. Because then you only Vushi Eben Kazayis. Because then it doesn't go by number of ants, but it goes by number of Kazayisim, right, once they're chopped up, right? If you ate from the fragmented, the chopped up ants, and there's a kazayis, you're liable. What if you ate kazayis, unamala plus one ant? Right? Kazayis of chopped ant and one full ant. It's kind of repugnant to even say that. But then you're liable to two. Now it's interesting, the two prohibitions are, which says, by shratim, don't eat them, and don't eat them means a kazayis, and also it says do not make yourselves repugnant B'chol b'alter shak tzuas nafsho sechem b'chol sheretz in any creepy crawly thing. And that is talking about even a birya, any creepy crawly thing, even if a mashu, right? Because it's a creepy crawly thing. It's all from the Shari Torah Yisrael. So there are two prohibitions, one about the command not to eat, and one about the repugnancy of the creature, okay? So it's interesting, what the Shari Torah Yisrael points out, which is also interesting, is that there's Machlokas Bavli Yushalmi, because the Bavli in Makkah says, when you eat an ant, you transgress five prohibitions. I forget exactly what they are. But you, and I was too lazy to actually look them up, to be honest with you. But here in the Yerushalmi says only two, where you don't transgress the other three. So I don't remember exactly what they are. Says the Gemara. Now, Ikeni, if this is true, they're taking this logic further. If you ate from the chopped up ones less than a kazayis, and the whole ant which you ate made up the kazayis. So you ate 0.999 of a kazayis, and he ate one ant which made it into a kazayis, right? So then you also chayiv two shlaim, right? You chayiv one for the kazayis and one for the ant as an ant. Similarly, achon the mola sheyesh po kazayis. If you ate a very large ant, the ant itself, I guess, you know, maybe in South America they have ants like this. An ant which has kazayis, chayiv shlaim, reliable to two, because A, it's a birya of an ant, and B, it is a gazayis in an ant. And apati rufe nazir kain. This is true also by substances which combine by nazir. Achamin atzi rufe, if you eat from the combined substances, v'yeshmem gazayis. Now, the combined substances we're actually going to learn in the next Mishnah. What substances from a grape combine to make up a prohibition of a nazir. Actually, we're going to be at the, also in the Gemara later on. In any event, if you ate from the combination of kazayis, you're liable. Achmin hatsuvin kazayis, if you ate from the combination of kazayis, vanovin, you ate a grape. And there's a separate prohibition on eating a grape, even though it's not a shear of a kazayis. Chayiv shtayim, liable too as well. In Kenny, if that's the case, achmin hatsuvin sheish po kazayis, if you ate a grape, which is itself the size of kazayis, chayiv shtayim, liable for two, A, because of prohibition of not eating anything which comes from anything which is which comes from grapes, and because of prohibition of the grapes itself. Okay, Rabbi Yochanan says, "Kol Yisurim Mitzdarfin Lukos Alein Kazayis." A very interesting perspective. Again, not it seems not brought down in the Bible, or at least not in this form. Any time you eat, let's say you take a half a kazayis of, let's say quarter kazayis of basar b'cholov, with a quarter kazayis of orla, with a quarter kazayis, I don't know actually if it applies to growing stuff, but let's imagine that it does. Half a kazayis of, a quarter kazayis of orla, a quarter kazayis of kilayim, and a quarter kazayis of pig. And you make a combination of all four together, so you transgress the prohibition of lo socha kol toeva, a generic prohibition, do not eat any repugnant stuff. Okay, so you're liable for all of that. Okay, so there kizayis unamola. So therefore, if you have some prohibition at the eating the size of kizayis, and you eat an ant besides that, chayiv shtayim liable lo sochato. If any liable for eating an ant, in Kenya, that's the case. Achamin yisurim posmi kizayis. If you ate less than a kizayis of the other yisurim, the yishlim unamola and the ant mix up the kizayis, chayiv shtayim liable to as well. Rabbi Avo b'shem Yochanan. There are five lines to the bottom. Now, Rabbi Avo's the name Rabbi Yochanan. Ul Iser. If you have Iser mixed into Heter, prohibited substance mixed into Mutter, permissible substance, Mishayin Osan, you reckon the proportion, Kilu Batzol, as if the prohibited substance is onion, and the permitted substance, kilu kibakal fluid, as if it's turnip. Now, turnip is like a neutral vegetable, like nowadays we would say potatoes. So the amount in which an onion can give a taste in a potato, right, that's the amount of which we assume is around 1/60th. That's the amount of prohibited substance mixed into permissible substance, which makes it aser. Now, the chiddush here is, of course, always we say b'noisin tam, that things are prohibited if they give taste. But here the chiddush is, even though it's min b'mino, even though you can't, even though it's highly theoretical, because they're talking about where you have kosher, you have treif hamburger meat mixed into kosher hamburger meat. So you actually can't taste the difference. But still we say you determine the proportion as if it was treif onion in kosher potatoes. Okay? So that the proportion is similar. So it says, Gemara of Asi, Kaida, Mara, Evo, Shem, Rabbi Yosechina, it's going to be Pin, Rabbi Yavos, and Rabbi Yosechina, Nevela, treif hamburger meat, Shabitla, which you know if I'm putting Bishkuta into kosher hamburger meat, but the Magon, the Vatora, the Tumah which it has, of Tumas Mago, that when you touch it, Nevelum is Matamiyu, that's Bato if you have a simple majority. But, if you want to be Levato, the tumor which you get by carrying it, which is a more stringent tumor, and also if you want to eat it, then you have to have much more. You have to have the shear of nosing time. Although it's not explicit in the Gemara, that's a good thing that Ephraim interprets the Gemara. In other words, to completely nullify the substance. And if it's just a minority, then already if you're touching it, you're not touching the Nevela. You're touching the a mixture, and in that mixture it's mostly kosher meat. But if you're carrying it, and you're carrying a totality of it, where you're not actually having to touch anything, so then it's not batel, the carrying of the nevela, until you actually have enough that it cancels would cancel the taste of nevela, where nevela to have a different taste than the stuff which is kosher. Okay? Rabbi Avoh B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol Nos Deitamim, very famous Gemara, both on the Babli, anything which red gives a taste, ain't locally lame, don't get flogged. Achayitom tama moshe shalisser. Until you can taste the actual substance of the prohibition, tapach of zayinam ralph. Now, what does it mean to taste the actual substance of the prohibition? It means that you have to have, tam ki ikara is not enough. In order to be prohibited, tam is ki ikara. The taste is enough to make the substance as if it's prohibited. But in order to flog you, you have to actually eat a kazayis of prohibited substance. So even if something has pig flavoring in it, and it's also to eat real pig flavoring, lard, let's say, you do not also to eat it until you eat a kazayis of the pig itself. Now that kazayis also has to be in a proportion. It can't be scattered too diffusely over the course of the mixture. Rather, it has to be a kazayis bichtei achilas pras. I forget what exactly the proportion is, like 1 in 6, 1 in 8, something like that. Otherwise, it's considered to be too diffuse, and you don't get flogged for it. Now, there's a famous Reb Chaim on this, although it's not specifically on the Yerushalmi, but Reb Chaim asked the question, by matzah, and Reb Chaim Soloveitchik asked him, by matzah, according to the same Rabbi Yochanan who's speaking here, you need specifically the majority, a majority of the dough to be matzah. I mean, to be wheat or grain, and the minority can be rice or millet, which doesn't actually properly rise. So the question is, they asked Reb Chaim, if by a prohibition you already are considered to be sufficiently prohibited for you to be flogged. When it's a kazayis bichtei achilas pras, when it's that proportion of 1 to 6 or 1 to 8, as long as it has the taste of that iser, why don't I say the same thing by matzah in the other direction? In order to fulfill the mitzvah, all you need to have is a kazayis bichtei achilas pras, 1/6 to 1/8 of the grain, as long as you can actually taste the grain, right? So Reb Chaim gives an answer. Reb Chaim says a lumdish answer, of course. That by matzah you need a din of bread. It's not enough to taste grain, that you taste the wheaty taste, or you taste a barley taste, or a spelt taste, whatever it is. You need to have bread. And bread is defined as something which is mostly grain and not mostly rice. That's not called bread. That's called something else. It's called rice cake. It's not called bread. So therefore, he says it's two different parameters. He says, for Isser, it's already called pig before it got mixed in. It doesn't lose its name pig unless you have more diffuse than a gzayis bichtei achilas pras. But by the mitzvah matzah, that's called lechem oni. Well, you got the shame lechem oni if it's a majority of bread. There are other tables which are given. The Chazon Ish brings down there the Ramban and the Rosh who wrote. The Ramban says that you need to even make the rice into bread. in order to make the rice into bread, because you're actually eating rice. It's part of the time you're eating. So in order to make the rice into bread, you have to have a majority of grain. According to the Rush says, if you wouldn't have a majority of grain, then none of the dough would not ferment, because having a majority of rice inhibits the fermentation process of the grain. So therefore, you have to have a majority of grain in order to be able to ensure the proper fermentation process. So be that as it may, all these answers are coming to explain why, even though for a prohibition, you don't need more than a gezeis b'chlei achilas pras, and that would be mamashu shel iser, for a mitzvah you need more than that. Okay? Says more further. Hosi Rabbi Chia bar top line. Hosi Rabbi Chia bar Yosef Chia bar Yosef asks, Kumi Rabbi Yochanan, Fara Rabbi Yochanan. Hare basa b'chol, what about meat and milk? Velota, lotam, tama, moshu shalisser. There, you get flogged, even though you're not tasting literal milk. The milk is absorbed in the meat. Nevertheless, it's prohibited. You don't get, you taste literal milk, but you don't have the you don't have the substance of the milk. So how come you get flogged over there? Vatamar loike, v'kab v'kibla. And Rabbi Yochanan accepted this. Now, of course, v'kibla, Amrei Bum Barchi, he didn't really accept it. Aranchi Barbun Kun Rabbi Zir, my v'kibla, what do you mean accepted? Ki'inish to Amar, like a person who, when he says, Baldini Kabay, my adversary, accept what I had to say. And of course, the adversary just signed because he couldn't care less what you have to say, because he doesn't have any regard for what you're saying. He thinks it's all just Narish guy. And here's the same thing, Rabbi Yochanan could have answered very easily. He could have said, Basel B'chov is different. Because by Basel B'chov, it's a special service of Kosovo. Torah said that even though the milk is just milk and you don't have substance of milk, it's absorbed in the meat, nevertheless it prohibits the meat. So that's unique quality of meat and milk being fused together, which is not relevant to any other prohibition, where you need the actual substance of the prohibition. Okay? Rabbi Yochanan said, Kol nos neitamim, anytime there's a taste, ain't looking lame, you don't get flogged for the taste unless you have the substance of the prohibition, chutz, with the exception. What's the exception? Chutzi no se tamim shel nazir, except for when a nazir's wine, the wine of the nazir, gives taste to the substance. Now that means, as the Gemara will say momentarily, if you a nazir takes bread and dips the bread in wine, and now the bread has wine taste, even though it's not really wine, the nazir is still not allowed to eat it. There's the one case in the entire Torah where heter mitzdarif le'iser, the permitted substance actually becomes prohibited. Why would that be? Because the pasuk itself says mishras yain, soakage in wine. Anything soaked in wine, the nazir can't eat. So this is actually the bread is soaked in wine. The bread soaked in wine becomes like the wine itself. It's a unique concept by nazir, not by anybody else in the Torah. So it says the Gemara. Again, that the Gemara goes on with that. In vain.
Does the bread should come be
majority?
It has to always be majority.
So why?
Applies even if it's.
If your Tom knows it, yeah, sure. Even if the majority is heter. Okay, once the bread is soaked in that wine. I have a memo called the time any servetum starfing. Normally, the prohibited and permitted substances don't join together. But nausea, iser vehetum starfing, the iser and heter join together. Now, actually, I kind of goofed here. You know, I take that back what I just said. It's actually machlokas here. Ramer, you're right, and I was wrong. I know, I really see you asked us the question, not made a statement, but actually. It's actually a machlokas over here. The question is when. I skipped over here, one second. Yeah, I skipped, I missed the machlokas. But let's read again, because I skipped from the fifth line down. Revov Hashem Yochan, Kol Nosi Tami, anything which has a taste, ain't look at them, Chutz Mi Nosi Tami Shal Nazir, you don't get Malkus, except for that thing gives a taste by Nazir. I'm Rabbi Zira, I skip Rabbi Zira. Kol Nosi Tami, anytime there's a taste only, ain't loki malayim, you don't get malchus, achiitam tam amosha shal iser, until you taste little iser, v'nozir, by nozir, afilu lo tam, tam amosha shal iser. You don't need to taste the actual taste of the prohibition, meaning you don't need a kazayis of the iser, you need to have just the taste of the iser. Now, this is, the taste is enough. I remember a different interpretation, said, Kol Nesu Tomim ain't iser v'hetim itstarfim. The by all other surim, the iser and hetim don't join together. By nozir iser v'hetim itstarfim, the iser and hetim join together. But he doesn't know Nosi Tomim enough. I made a mistake before. According to the first opinion, who was at Rabbi Zira, the taste, if I soak my bread in wine, that's enough to get me the Isser of Nazir. According to, however, Rabbi Babar Memel, I need to have a majority of Isser. I need to have mostly grapes. A minority then of some other substance of bread will join with the grapes. But I need to have a majority of grapes. So he says the heter is mitzarif to the Isser. But time is not enough. So actually I was wrong before. According to the first mandamar, time is sufficient. Just a taste of wine is prohibited. According to the second opinion, you actually have to have subs of grapes, but the minority can be bread or anything of that sort. Okay, we have Masisa Masai Day, Masisa Masai Day, and a Brisa, which helps each one of these. Okay, Masisa Masai Rabbi Zira is a Brisa, who helps Rabbi Zira. It says, Gezayis Yain Shnofa Ligdera. If you have a Gezayis of wine, which fell into a pot, Vachemen a Gezayis, and you ate from that pot a Gezayis, anywhere in the pot. Now, the wine obviously is diffused. Potter, you're exempt. At Shochel Kula, until you eat the entire thing, right? But once you eat the entire thing, you're liable, according to Rabbi Zira, because you don't need to have the actual substance, even if it's gone, because wine is a liquid, right? There's no substance to it anymore. It diffused through the pot. But since you had the time of the wine, that's enough in order to get you flogged as a nazir. Okay, so the diffused taste is sufficient to the make it prohibited. On the other hand, says the other brisa, al daiti by bava memo. Well, actually, we're not up to. Al daiter I bought a memo, became a child of his ice memo. Coin right, Bob our memo.
Oh, 1 second. I made another mistake.
Whoops. According to Bob our memo, you don't even need to have a majority of the prohibited substance. Even a minority of the prohibited substance would be enough. So according to him, actually, he comes out. Oh, so I thought I got this pretty wrong here. Look, Machlokas Rabbi Zira and Rabbi Bob our memo. Rabbi Zira holds all you need to have is you need to have time. Time are already osers. But you have to have time of a kezias. According to Rabbi Zira, that's good. You have to have time of a kezias, but you have to have that kezias there. So look, if you have a kezias of wine which fell into a pot, when do you get the entire kezias? Only if you eat the entire pot, right? Because otherwise you won't get acquainted. The heter is not mitzarf to the iser. You don't have to have mamushus of iser, but you'd have to have time of iser. So therefore, it's I have to define it a little bit better.
So isn't it Tom on one side versus Tom and Mamashus on the
other? Yeah, but it's there's still a difference. There's still more than that. Look, according to Rabbi Zira, he says Tom, it really means even if you have shear not of 1 in 6 or 1 in 8, but a shear of 1 in 59, you could still get Malchus. No. You have to eat the whole pot. The whole pot. All 59, all 60 parts, right? You have to eat. Once you eat all 60 parts, you're chai, because you got a kezayis of iser. Chai wasn't mamoshes, right? Because it's much less than the kezayis b'chtei achilas pras, but it was nois in tam. So therefore, you got the prohibition. According to Rabbi Bar Mel, it's much more chomer. According to Rabbi Bar Mel, once you eat a kezayis of the mixture, you're ready to be chai, because hetem mitzarif l'iser. You don't have to eat the whole pot. Okay? So it's a much bigger chumrah according to him in this case, okay? So that's a price which works according to Rabbi Zira. Let's read that again. Mr. Zugarobi. Rob is at this line over here. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zira. See Rabbi Zira over here? Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zira. Masnisa Messiah Rabbi Zira. The price assists Rabbi Zira. It says that a kazai is the Aishnova Lakdera. Father made a kazai. If you have a kazai of wine which fell into a pot, and you ate of the pot only one kazais of whatever's in there, part of your exam, ad shiyoichal, until you eat kula, the entire pot. Okay? Now, once you eat the entire pot, you're chayav, but you have to eat the entire pot. Once you eat just the kazais of the pot, you're chayav, you're liable, because according to Rabbi Bar Memo, the heter, whatever's in there, chveis, the meat, joins up with the wine to make the insert. Right? So we need much more machmir. The other way it goes right above my memo. What does it say? It says v'chomishras anavim leishte, any soakage of grapes you should not eat. And it goes on to say the, and also the moist grapes and dry grapes, raisins, you shouldn't eat. What's left? So elefisha nemar. So therefore, because it says Mikol Asher Yaseh Migefen Ayayin, on the other hand, once it says everything which is made from the grapevine, Migef Michatzonim, from pits Vatzok to skins Loyochal Shneit. Uksiv, it says Miayin V'Shechi Yosir. It says wine and inebriating substances he has to refrain from. He said all these things. So Ma'atam Lomer. So going back. Why is that to say the first puzzle we had to start up with v'chomishras anavim loyishte, that you shouldn't drink any soakage of wine? Ella, it's going to teach us shimshara anavim b'mayim. If you soaked your grapes in water, v'shara pito b'hen, and then soaked your bread in that water, not even directly in wine, v'yesh mekadeh tzarev kezayis, and there's enough to make up a kezayis of the bread, chayav. You're liable. So says more, wait a minute. If that's the case, Mikan Atolua made, so if that's the case, let's learn from here to all the other prohibitions of the Torah, right? Mikan Atodon Chayitzur Shabbatorah. Umay Yitzimina Gefen. If that which comes out of the grapevine, or the grape, Shein Yisur Yisolam, it's not also forever, it's only 30 days. Yisur Yisur Noeh, even a nose, you'll have to write, baby's allowed to sell wine, just now let's drink it. It's permitted 30 days later. Also, about tam kikar, you make the taste like the substance itself. Shai yisur in Shabbat Torah, other prohibition Torah, shei yisur in Yisrael, and pig is also forever. Yisur in Yisrael, no, and some of them, like Basar, B'chol, and Arla, are also to derive benefit from. Fe'elam enter achai yisur in Yisrael, to derive, there's no sanction for them after they're forbidden. Dinu shenasa b'em tam kikar. Logic dictates that there too we say the taste is like the thing itself. And yes, we can see the point. We talk and learn from Nazir. Tam kikar. The taste is like the thing itself. That much we do learn. Well, if that's the case, why don't we take it a step further? Let's learn from there to all those who know the time that it's usher, because Rabbi Zira. And let's say that it's difficult on Rabbi Zira. In other words, Rabbi Zira says that all over Torah we say you need mamoshes. Here not. Why don't we learn from here not to the rest of the Torah as well? So says the Gemara, no. Every place, all over the rest of the Torah, we say, until you taste. Whereas here, it doesn't occur, Amr Afilu Lotoam. Here it doesn't say, here, even if you didn't taste. Now, of course, it doesn't mean you didn't taste all, that it would be permitted. What it means is, here, even if you didn't have mamashus. Why is, you don't have the actual substance. Why is that? Each person learns the word mishras differently. Mishras is a unique concept by Nazir. The question is, what does that unique quality tell us? So does that mishras tell, that mishras is a unique quality. According to Rabbi Zira, tells us that here, you don't have to taste the actual substance. In other words, you don't have to have a gazayis b'tayachilos pras. According to Rabbi Bovar Memo, it takes it a step further. What's the step further it takes us? It takes us to the level that heter mitzdarif lisser. that even the permitted substance joins up with the prohibited substance. But it's interesting that until before we get to Mishras Yayin, we have the here by Nazir, the source text of the prohibition of Tam Kikar. Because it says, V'chol Asher, and I think it's learned out from among these psukim of V'chol Asher Yasem Gefen Ayayin, anything which is made from Gefen Ayayin, anything which is derived from the wine, even if it's just the time of the wine, that already makes it prohibited. So this is the source, Tam Kikar Kol Torah Kula, is learned out from Nazir. The Mishras part is not learned out from Nazir. But the Tam Kikar part, that the taste is like the prohibited substance, that's learned out from Nazir. So we have a whole entire dichotomy in the entire Torah. If we pass in Tam Kikar, in the entire Torah, like Yushalmi here says, it's a machlokas in the Bavli. Well, they say Tam is Kikar or Tam is not Kikar. We pass in Tam Kikar, you don't get flogged. If you taste pig, you don't get flogged. You only get flogged if you eat a kazayas of pig. And a kazayas, by all the prohibition sides of Nazir, cannot be mixed in at a proportion of greater than 1 to 6 or 1 to 8. But the taste itself is prohibited from the Torah. You won't get flogged for it, but it is prohibited. Okay? Says more further. Mishnah Rishonah. According to originally, they had said that the shear of wine by Nazir Zachish to Revius Yain is 3.3 ounces. That's Revius. Davon Doshin Shechar, they learned the Gzer Shav, it says the Shechar, something which inebriates. And they learned out the Gzer Shav from here of inebriation to the Beis HaMikdash, entering the Beis HaMikdash inebriated, which is prohibited as well. Ma Shechar Shnemer Alon, just like Shechar Betri Beis HaMikdash Revius, is those 3.3 ounces, or 4.1 according to Chazanish, Afkan Revius, so too it's Revius. Chazulom, and then they said, no, though. That's wrong. It says here, besides, it doesn't just say here, Lo Yishte, it says also Lo Yochau. You shouldn't know, you shouldn't eat. Lo Yochau and Lo Yishte. Ma'achila Kazayis, Avshtia Kazayis, they're both linked to each other. And it's the more severe level, which is not a Revius, but rather a Kazayis. So even if it drinks a Kazayis, that's enough. Akiva Mar, Afilu Shar Pito Biayin. There's really Heter Mitzvah for Iser. Rabbi Akiva says, even if you soak your bread in wine, Veshbukadeh the Tzarev Kazayis, and it's enough to combine from the bread and the wine at Kazayis, Chayev. Rabbi Chena argues, and Rabbi Chena is really the Shita of Rabbi's era before, V'dushare b'Kazayis Yain. No, it's only if you soaked it in a Kazayis of wine. So we have here the same machlokes we had before between Amoroyim, we have here between Tanoim. Whether it is the bread can join with the wine to make the prohibition, or you need to have enough wine soaked in the bread that even Kazayis of wine. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Yamishem, Rabbi Yochan said, Kos Mozug, if you have a cup which is diluted. Okay, it's diluted already. Now, in dilution, obviously, you have a lot of water. Kos Mozug, nevertheless, Mishum Mishra Lokala. Even if you can't make a Bar Piyah Goffin on it. It's too diluted to make a Bar Piyah Goffin. What's the sheer dilution of Bar Piyah Goffin? It's a machlokas. Some say even up to 6 to 1, 5 to 1. According to Ashkenazim. But Lemaisa, regardless, you can still get Malkus on it because Nazir is different. It's still considered to be a Mishras. Harder that, Dharma, now that you say it should be B'shehit Rubo when they warn a Mishum Mishra. Avalim Yitrubo, if they warn a Mishum, it should be Yayin Lo B'dah. It's interesting, two separate Yisurim Taka. There's this of wine, this of Mishra. Ksiv, it says, Echol Mishra Sanovim Lo Yishra, shouldn't drink any soakage. And Le'el Mishra Sanovim. I don't know soakage of wine. Mishra Sanovim, what if you soak pits? In the old days, they used to make like some sort of wine when they were very poor out of the pits. They used to call it soak the pits, they used to call it mead. And Minayin, I don't know if that's prohibited as well. Tamar, because the pasuk says, Mishras, Vechol Mishras, this is Vechol. L'rabos, turn the page. Vechol, it says, and all, Vechol Mishras. L'rabos, Kol Mishras, L'mishra. It includes all the soakage, even soakage of the pits. Okay? Mishras Yain. Now, what if you have Mishras Yain B'Yain? You have wine which was soaked in bread. And wine, or so bread which was soaked in wine. And the Chves meat which was soaked in wine. So you have two types of Mishras, right? You have a Mishras Yain B'Yain. Or according to that, I'm explaining like the Or Sameach says it's two types of soakage. But according to the Pashup Shalim, it means you have bread soaked in wine with wine. So you have half a kazayis of bread soaked in wine, half a kazayis of wine, but that would be pashut. Why wouldn't you join that together? Serve the Osamech changes it. You have half a gezayis of bread soaked in wine, half a gezayis of meat soaked in wine. So you join together, mitzvahim. Similarly, mishnas anovim banovim, or Osamech observes the same way. You have half a gezayis of grape juice soaked in bread, half a gezayis of meat soaked in grape juice, the other way around. Mitzvahim, they join together. Mishnas anovim, what if you have soakage of grapes in wine? In soakage of wine. In other words, in the pasuk, it distinguishes between grape juice and wine. So can they join together? Maushit starfu, do they join together? Similarly, ocho chati zayis yain. What if you have half a gezayis of wine, the chati zayis mishra, and half a gezayis of soakage? So what's the story? So in this case, we say, if they take out the word eino, all unfortunately take it out, chayev, you're liable. All these cases were chayev. Why? Because everything joins together. Zebifnei atzmo potter. However, if you have each one independently, you're exempt. Now, of course, that makes no sense. Says the Gemara, don't take it literally. Mipnei shetzireif chayev. What it means is if you join them together, you're only liable for one prohibition, no matter how much you had. Doesn't matter, because it's still one prohibition. However, ocha gezayis yain, or gezayis mishra, that's conjoined together. If you join it together, chayv, oh, gezayis yain, gezayis mishra, together, eino chayv v'achzor, in liable once. But zev ni'atzo, if you eat each one independently, zev ni'atzo, chayv shtayim, you're liable to two. They should see if le'e chayv v'achzor. It's a special kula. If you join together, mishra sanovim, and the mishra yain, or the mishra, or yain with mishra, or anovim with mishra, you're only chayv one. But if you sleep them separately, then you get flogged twice. Okay? Halacha base. V'chayev al yayin b'nei atzmo. Here we really have what we just mentioned, the Gemara and the Mishnah. I don't know. It would have been much easier if the Mishnah came before the Gemara. V'chayev al yayin b'nei atzmo. You lie about wine by itself, anoy b'nei atzmo, and grapes by itself. We'll flog you on everything. V'chatzoy b'nei atzmo on pits by themselves. V'chatzoy b'nei atzmo on skins by themselves. Flog the living daylights out of the guy. Elizabeth and Isaiah Mer Ain Khaiv at Chokoshneh Khatsonim Zugan. It's a very this is your name. You're only chayv when you eat two chatsonim and a zugan. Why zugan, zugar. You're only chayv if you eat two pits and a skin. Of course it's gonna be difficult. What do you mean? What if you eat the grape? What's the problem with that? Elon Khatsoy Belukhazogi, what are pits and what are skins? Now that of course means that the word chatsonim and zogim don't necessarily mean pits and skins. If we ask what they are. It's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, Elach chatzonim, chatzonim means skins. A zogin, elpnim, those are pits. Div Rabbi Yehuda. The other Samaritan, no, the opposite. Shlotita, don't make this mistake. Kazug shalbeim, it's like the bell of an animal. Truth is, any bell. Hachitzon zug, the bell itself is called the zug. A zuger is a beller, right? Something to do with the bell. Vapnimi, the clapper, is called an inbo. So he actually argues, according to Rabbi Yehuda, chartzonim is the skins and zug is the pit. According to Rabbi Yossi, chartzonim is the pit and zug is the bell, is the skins. And that's actually the way it is in modern Hebrew as well. Okay? Ksiv, it says, anovim lachem yveshim lo yochel. You shouldn't eat moist and dry grapes, means grapes and raisins. Masha's name, I know it says grapes. I know the Yodim. So what are we morons? We don't know the grapes ain't moist, ain't lachim, that they're moist. Matam lo, I know him lachim yaveshim. Why it's say moist grapes and dry grapes? L'chayel sevinyatso, sevinyatso, that each one eat, you get flogged for. V'asukah ador the tani chisle, like Chizkiah said, mayim b'makom shalos sabsolis pre-capri, by truma. If you have, let's say, the pits of truma, and you have chulin and truma mixed together. So actually, the pits of the truma join with the chulin to be mevatel the truma, to cancel the truma. We actually say anything by treif. The bones of a treif animal join up with the kosher animal to cancel the treif meat. So the refuse joins up with the kosher because refuse is not considered to be food, right? So, but that's not true by grapes. By grapes, the skins and seeds by a nazir are prohibited. They don't join with the answer, right? So it's going to make a kav v'chomer. Umayim mokom shalos apsos pre-kapri, by truma, where the refuse of the fruit is not like the fruit. Also, lachim yveshim, nevertheless, moist is like dry, the same prohibition. Contrast absolus pri capri here, where the refuse is like the fruit. Edish lasin lachik yivetim is not a kavchom. We should say the moist like the dry lekula, and there should be one substance. So matam lomi yivah lachik yivetim. Why say through moist and dry? That's a chumra lechayv. I was even natural. I was even natural. You lie each one independently. V'asiyakin. We have a similar concept. The Amar Rabbi Hila said loyachbor lechayv arechet. You shouldn't, when you're taking a collateral from a poor person, you shouldn't take his grindstone and the stone underneath the grindstone, on which the grindstone rides. Mimachi shenemar rechev, it says the grindstone. Any odim sherechaim, it says the understone. Any odim sherechaim, don't we know that the millstone is included? Matam lerechaim rechev, obviously you don't contrapt in order to grind. It means the chayv nizayatzon, the same nizayatzon. The liable for each stone you take independently. Okay, here the Gemara gives a different tack. Gemara says lachim, but says moist grapes. Rabba says abayser, it means to include unripe grapes. Lachim, also l'rabba similar, it means even to include the buds of the grapes prior to unripe grapes. And masni said Rabbi Yosi, I'm like Rabbi Yosi, this bites like Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yosi Amar, smadar, the buds of the grapes, also menazir, prohibited by nazir, minashul pri, because it can be considered to be the fruit of the tree. Yesh ochel eshkol, so every time he eats a cluster, the chayiv, he's liable for all sorts of prohibitions. Shuman havi lachim yveshim, because of the grapes which are moist and dry, v'chartzonim, and the pits, v'zogin, and the skins. Sharoya, if he soaks it, l'shem mishra, he's liable for the prohibition of soakage. Sochto, if he squeezes out, l'shem yain, if he squeezes out for the purpose of wine, so then, and they warned him about wine, even though it hasn't fermented yet. He's chayiv mish because of wine, because of gevin ayin. It doesn't just say actual wine yet, so he intended for gevin ayin. V'gomer so on and so forth. You can pile upon him prohibition over prohibition. Okay, came back to our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, Rabbi Elazar Azariah says you're liable for chatzonim and zog. What is chatzonim and zog? It says the Gemara's first Gemara is strange Gemara here. The Gemara first gives its conclusion and then goes to prove the conclusion. Like you have in geometry, you give the whatever it's called, the premise you're trying to prove, a thesis, and then you go and prove it. Sorry about Barakacha, time of Lazim as I know it Lazim as I is, Mishum Birya. That's the concept. He says two pits and a skin is a birya. It's like a whole grape. Even though you don't have the flesh of the grape. Because the grape, most grapes, nowadays most grapes are seedless. But in the days when grapes had pits, they actually had two pits per grape. They always had two pits of grape. Actually, last time I had a seeded grape, they're far enough from the tree, I don't remember seeded grapes that well. But they actually have two pits in them. So Zuger, how many pits does a grape have?
Two.
See, very good. So in any event, so you're chayiv already for two pits and a skins. It's like a birya, because that's like a unit. The flesh is not as important. Why is that? Of course, the Gemara's going to actually discuss that right now. What's the logic? The Tani, we went to the Brisa. Chatzonim is all since it says in Pasuk. Now we're going to prove that. It says in Pasuk, chatzonim is zogin. Why does it have to say pits and skins? Lahavi says Sholosh bin Asur Shem bin Asayim means the three among the three of them is enough. V'atai Shem Rabbi Lezer. So, what? Shouldn't have said anything about pits and skins. No, but it says because she yitzim gefen ayin. You know what? I shouldn't have said. The Mar is going to ask a question. So I said, well, wait a minute. And now the Mar asks the question. Why do you have to say chatzonim? Well, actually, the Mar answers the question. Why did it say chatzonim yizog? Right? The v'atay mishem elazim 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 name Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Because she is semi given a yain, any which comes from the grape vine, afahalim v'lulavim b'mashma, even leaves and twigs. So why is it to say chatzonim and zagin? If the leaves and twigs are chayav on, certainly on the pits and seeds, on the seeds and the skins are chayav on, right? So says the Gemara, so must be Rabbi Lezer, Krabi Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer ben Azai learns like Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel Amar, Rabbi Shmuel says it should be Pratu Klau. The Pasuk is a Pratu Klau, not Klau Prat. Pratu Klau, Hakobi Klau means everything is included. And the Kad Rabba, or the according to the way it translates, the Stroll learns of Veruban Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer ben Azai goes a step further than Rabbi Shmuel. Because he says, Amar says, Afil Klau Uprat Uklau. There's a word missing there. It's a Klau Pratu Klau, Hakobi Klau. Everything is included. Now that means that really every possible, that's how he learns Ali Lulavi. We know it's a cloud, prat, to cloud. And usually say, Emba pra cloud, el mash, but prat. Since it says, Mikol Shay Yasim Yevay Yayin as the last cloud, he learns it includes everything. Not like we learn cloud, prat, to cloud. We learn cloud, prat, cloud, prat, to cloud. Emba cloud, el mash, but prat. And the prat here is grapes. So that would preclude, it would preclude the leaves and the twigs. But since he learns cloud, prat, to cloud, not like Rabbi Shmuel, but learns that includes everything, so everything includes even the leaves and the twigs. If that's the case, coming back to what he said at the proof, lays the dove and never chartoni vizagin, so why does it say pits and seeds? Love Yashua Shmir Sayim, special service kosov. They are considered to be in themselves like a birya. Even the pits and seeds without the flesh. Because why otherwise, why'd have to write chartoni vizagin? If even the branches and leaves you're chayav on, must be for the special case of the kosov. Two chatzanim and one zug, two pits and one skin, that's like a grape. Okay? That's like the skeleton of a grape. Now, says my time of the Rabbi Yossi. Now, the word my time is misplaced. All in Farshim say what it means is a koit Rabbi Yossi. Koit Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi holds that, like we say, the pit is the chatzanim and the skin is the zugim. So, ocho chati zayis chatzoni vid, 8.5 size of pits, vizogin, and skins, me'anova achas from one grape. Right? You didn't have full size. So, that grape was me'anzaya chayim, corn grape was me'anzaya, still you had the pits, and the skins, that's a birya, because the xeris, because you're liable, you get flogged. Al daite rabbani, corn rabbani, you're exempt. Why? Because they don't hold of this xeris hakosuf. They don't make a serious cost of chayitonim and zog, and therefore you have to have a full kazayas. Now, my time at Rabbi Yehuda, again, it means according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he holds the opposite. He holds that the pits are called zagin, and the skin is called chayitonim. So, a kazayas, chayitonim, we ate a kazayas of chayitonim and zogin, we stay on us from two separate grapes. You have chayitonim, the skins and seeds from two separate grapes. Al daita Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, we switch the sheetahs here, according to Shai Teresi, so he seems to be right. Chayav Shtayim, reliable too, because you have two birias here. You have the chayitonim and zayim from two different grapes. Al daita Rabbon, according to Rabbon, eino chayav el achas, you're only liable to one, because you only ate one kezayis. So therefore, you're only liable to one. Rabbi Avun said, you should know. Asher Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, till that which Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, that you're liable to chatzonim and zog for two seeds and one skin, is only going to look Rabbi Yossi. Because in Tamar Rabbi Yehuda, the Kogoyim like Rabbi Yehuda, who says chatzonim is the skin, it should be actually, the Shai Teres will change the gear so until the mission should be, V'yemar Shnei Zogin V'chatzon. It should be two zogin and one chatzon. In other words, he says two chatzonim and one zog. I mean, what are there two of in a grape? The two pits. There's one skin. So he says two chatzonim and zog. If it was going according to Rabbi Yehuda, should have said two zugin and one chatzon. So he obviously is following the sheet of Rabbi Yossi that zugin are the pits. Okay, another for 3 minutes. Almost finished. Stam Nazir Shloshim Yom. A Nazir is generic, Nazir is 30 days. If he should cut off his hair, or bandits cut off his hair, he's got to count 30 more days. No matter how long the Nazirus was, he only has to count 30 days. A Nazir who cut off his hair, here's another meaning of the word zug, means scissors, or with a razor, or he plucked out hair, chayef. He's liable for malchus. Nazir chayiv, a nazir can shampoo, No, chofiv is run his hands through his hair. Phosphorus and shampoo, avalosa rake, but not comb his hair, because that pulls out hair. Ashmara loyachu badama, you can't use the shampoo made of adama. Vimneshu mishares is his hair because it takes out, it caused the hair to come out. Now, ksiv ta loyavarosh, it says a razor should not pass over his head. However, what if a tower shaver passed over his head? Chayev. Says you're chayev, but the shartar is so changed, I think it's right to soyser. It breaks us into zeros. Gadel peraser or shok, because it's got to grow wild, so you have his head. Kamakito ser, how much is that? Shloshim yom, 30 days, considered to be growing hair of head. Akadu nazir tor. From here, you learn a nazir tor, who's keeping his days of tower, breaks us into zeros if he gets shaved. Nazir tome, a nazir's tome, says gilach rosho b'yom taraso. Says he's got to shave his hair. He has to shave his hair. On the day becomes pure. Matam l'armiyom ha-shvi'i galchenu. But why does it say on the seventh day he's got to shave? It says he has to shave his hair on the day becomes pure. Why does it have to say the seventh day? We know it brings korbanos on the seventh day. Mikan from here teaches us shehu, again the Shari Torah cell changes to soser. Soser u'megaleach. It means that if you during the 7 days, the Nazir is becoming Tahar. If his hair, if he cut his hair during those 7 days, it's got to count another 7 days. The Nazir became Tahar, it's got to count 7 days of Tahar. We had this earlier in the Mesach. Mm-hmm. He must have 7 days of hair growth in order to cut his hair after becoming Tahar. So if he cut his hair in the middle, he's got to go back and start 7 days again. Okay, now Pasuk says, V'gilach, or the Shari Torah still changes to Yigalchenu. Another word in the Pasuk, whatever it is. Kulov lo mitzaso. The Nazir who's tame on the seventh day, he's got to cut off all his hair. Mikan, if really learns shimshir stesars, if he leaves two hairs on his body, not on his head, I think it is, not his whole body. Lo soklum, it's meaning it hasn't done enough. Tar lo yavarosho. Getting back to a regular Nazir, how a razor's not passed over his head. And the other tar no razor. Mihal Rabot says I'm safsef. How do we know that? Also, if he plucks out his bisparai and uses scissors, kibetar like a razor, tamalomar lo yavarosh, says it shouldn't pass over his head. Kol ma'avirin, anything which passes over, anything which passes hair. See, it's a play on words. Yavarosh means to pass over his head, but yavor also means to remove. So everything which removes hair, b'mashma, everything which is included removes hair is prohibited. Mikan, however, nevertheless, well, so why does it say tar? The word's missing here. It should be, well, why does it say razor? Mikan chain associer bo ela tar bilvar. Because the only thing which makes him start his ears from scratch is a razor. If he has his hair removed by any other means, artificial or natural, so he doesn't have to start his ears over again. The only time he has to start his ears over again is if he actually was shaved by a razor. Okay, we'll stop here for this evening. Mm-hmm.